O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 20. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen To the Cross I Cling by Isaac Wimberly, Matt Boswell, and Michael Bleeker. With chorus phrases that ascend quickly and then descend more slowly, this song's musical phrasing evokes feelings of utter wonder at Christ's grace. As the song progresses, the lead vocalist uses an octave jump in which his voice moves substantially higher to bring more intensity to the words, "All things in me call for my rejection. All things in you plead my acceptance," and acknowledges the great contrast between our unworthiness and our Savior's intercession for us.
Life. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 20. Don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit God's kingdom? Do not be deceived. No sexually immoral people, idolaters, adulterers, or males who have sex with males, no thieves, greedy people, drunkards, verbally abusive people, or swindlers will inherit God's kingdom. And some of you used to be like this, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food is for the stomach and the stomach for food, and God will do away with both of them. However, the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. God raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Don't you know that your bodies are a part of Christ's body? So should I take part of Christ's body and make it part of a prostitute? Absolutely not. Don't you know that anyone joined to a prostitute is one body with her? For the scripture says, the two will become one flesh. But anyone joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body. But the person who is sexually immoral sins against his own body. Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God with your body. In 1 Corinthians 6:12, the Apostle Paul presents a profound insight into the nature of Christian freedom, a concept often misunderstood in both ancient and contemporary contexts. This verse serves as a cornerstone for understanding what it means to be truly free in Christ. The Corinthian church, influenced by a popular slogan of their time, which Paul quotes, "Everything is permissible for me," seems to have misconstrued Paul's teaching about freedom. They equated freedom with an unrestricted license to do whatever they wanted. This interpretation is mirrored in our own culture, where freedom is often seen as the right to self-definition and the creation of one's own meaning in life. However, this view is a far cry from the biblical understanding of freedom. Christian liberty, as celebrated by Paul in Galatians 5:1 and elsewhere, is not mere liberation from external constraints. Instead, it's a deeper concept that recognizes the importance of truth and the nature of our being. See, true freedom often involves embracing restrictions, the right ones, those in harmony with our nature and the world's reality. These liberating restrictions lead to greater empowerment, joy, and fulfillment. This is a crucial aspect of Christian freedom. It's not just about the ability to choose any path, but about choosing a path in line with our created nature and the truth of God's design. So for example, I'm about 6'4 and 220 pounds. If I woke up one day and decided to make being an Olympic gymnast my life's pursuit, I'd be choosing a path that would ultimately lead to bondage. Why? Reality. I'm not built for the sport, and no degree of desire or amount of effort will change that. There's a reality to my nature that needs to be accounted for. This is akin to how we often misunderstand spiritual freedom. Ignoring our inherent nature as God's creation leads to bondage, not liberation. We're created in God's image, and there's an undeniable reality to our nature that we must respect. While the law no longer judges us thanks to Christ's fulfillment of it, ignoring God's moral commands does real damage. True freedom comes through obedience and discipline, aligning ourselves with who God has created us to be. So take some time today to reflect. Where might you have adopted a Corinthian view of freedom? Are there areas in your life where you are ignoring the reality of your nature? Are you foregoing the true freedom available in Christ for fleeting desires? True Christian freedom is about finding the liberating restrictions that align with our nature as God's creation, leading us to a deeper joy and fulfillment than any self-created freedom could offer. Thank you. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, is the light of the world, grant that your people, illumined by your word and sacraments, may shine with the radiance of Christ's glory, that he may be known, worshipped, and obeyed to the ends of the earth, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen.